Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9. I, John, am your brother and your partner in suffering and in God's kingdom and in the patient endurance to which Jesus calls us. I was exiled to the island of Patmos for preaching the word of God and for my testimony about Jesus. Unfortunately, we cannot be entirely sure who this John was. Some people have thought of him as the disciple who wrote the fourth gospel, but that's unlikely. The writing style in Revelation is very different from that of the gospel. However, what we do know is that he was clearly a significant Christian leader, and as a result of his ministry, he'd been forced into exile in Patmos, a Greek island that lies off the coast of Turkey. He'd probably been sentenced to work in the quarries on the island. John revealed himself both as a brother to his readers and also as a partner in their suffering. He was not writing this book from an ivory tower, but standing among them, recognizing that they were part of the same Christian family and going through similar trials. In short, he understood their situation. He was encouraging them to stand firm, to endure, knowing full well how demanding and costly that was. It's always an incredible blessing when we meet people who understand us because they've had similar experiences. I had a knee replacement a little while ago, and it was so comforting to meet people who'd had the same operation. I need to add that I was also very grateful for the kindness and consideration of people with perfect knees who'd never needed such an operation. Shared experience is inevitably powerful, and I'm sure you all remember times of change, illness, or bereavement when someone else's experience brought you instant support and encouragement. The book of Revelation is remarkable in many ways, but as you read through it, it's important to remember that it came from someone who was coming alongside his readers as a brother and friend in order to encourage and strengthen them. So let me ask you this question. Who has given you encouragement as you've gone through difficult times? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for those wonderful people who've given us support and encouragement when we've been struggling with life's challenges. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.